All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. Tonight we are going to be a little short on some players, and we're going to have a new player. So Adam will be leading the game again, if you don't, stepping back in time here a little bit. But I'll let Adam tell you what's going on, and I'll let Adam introduce all of the players and who we're playing tonight.
Okay, can you guys hear me good?
We can hear you. But, yeah, you're fine. Go on.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of our players tonight, so I will be GMing for our game. We're going to be going back in time to the campaign. We left off with our crew being in the sewers, but we're kind of at a point where we don't want to let anybody else, or we don't want to play without the whole crew, so we're going to do a side thing. And we're going to go back about 5 years before the current events in our current campaign, but in the same spot. So we left this trade city, Bolton. We left it off where the crew was going into the sewers to clear out some potential disease. But we're going to be 5 years ago, there was also a problem that was coming out of the sewers, a pest problem. The city at this time was more still coming up on the rise, and they had just built the hospital. And the spaceport and everything's looking good, except now there's these, it's like a infestation of pests that have come out of, that are starting to really bother the lower slums and the slums in the lower living area. The citizens have complained to the local law enforcement, but they haven't seemed to really do anything. So instead, now they've reached out to a local leader that goes by the name of Hubert North. An up-and-coming doctor, and he has heard their pleas and has decided to hire a local extermination crew. So he's hired them, and they're coming down to try to get rid of the problem. And that's where we're gonna pick up at.
You gonna introduce?
Sorry.
Ready to anybody
I'm
else?
Trying to get back into the swing of things, and I can't find my book that I wrote everything down on. So I'm doing this all off the top of my head. Tonight we've got John.
Hi.
Zach.
Goodbye.
And we got over here with me, we've got Jeremy. Jeremy, can you say hi? He's doing it non-verbally. Jeremy's never played, so we're going to be kind of walking him through this as we go. But normally everybody's got their own character to play, but tonight we're going to be playing just generic exterminators 1, 2, 3.
So... how are we getting these stats? Or are you just going to roll the stuff while we just talk through it?
If you go to your journal, everyone will have a character sheet that says Exterminator with a number next to it. And that is, you're fully statted. You have gear. We're just normie civilians. So I used the Engineer Sapper tree and kind of modified a little bit. We're using the multi-goo guns. But instead of having the multi-goo packs, we have the gas canister upgrade, and it's going to be essentially pesticide. And then we also have poison gas grenades, essentially pesticide again, or rodent deterrent. And we'll be, doing that. We each have 5 of those grenades. Do we want to roll for Destiny or something, Adam? Do you want to clear the Destiny pool?
Yeah, I do. I was explaining some of the rules to Jeremy.
Do you want us to, like, make up names and stuff for these people?
Yeah. Why don't we do that so we can tell each other apart?
Okay.
What do you want your exterminator to be named, Jeremy?
Massive Lap Hog.
My name is Hank. I'm just a simple hog. Exterminator.
Jeremy is named Mahog.
Mahog. Oh my god, I just realized everyone watching the stream can see how many tabs I have open. And that's just one of my 4 windows. And I actually went through and pruned so many out, like, yesterday. Rolled Destiny for Mahog.
We'll pick up the story right at about dusk. And we've got our 4 people. There's 4 people standing over a service access hatch or, like a manhole cover. The entry to these newly renovated sewers. Bolton, being a town that's just being kind of on the up and up, used to have these really old, outdated sewer systems that I mean, most of them were just fucking gutters where people threw their shit into and it drained down into the river. It's pretty fucking gross. They had some issues while they were building these, excavating the tunnels. They ran into some old relics, I guess you would call them, like of a prior civilization.
Poop statues.
Yes, giant poop statues. It was very strange. No, but they finally got all the relics and everything excavated. They're being put into the museum, the local museum right now, where the local researchers can go through them and determine their significance, blah, blah, blah. So the sewer system is pretty new. It's fairly state-of-the-art, but the local leader, Hubert, is thinking that all the pests, there must be like a hole in a wall or like somewhere where the system, the tunnels have been breached, and that's where all these, whatever it is that's bothering people has been coming out of the sewers. So you guys, these four are standing there above the sewer hatch, and the boss of this crew is explaining it to you, saying, hey, the local here that hired us has got us. He wants us to comb through the sewers and either do some extermination with this, and he holds up goo guns and gas grenades. We'll be using these, and he motions towards the gas grenades. We'll smoke them out with these, and then
those are also gas. They're modified with gas canisters, so they shoot gas. It's like a fogger.
And that's what he'll explain with the goo gun. And for preventative measures, we'll be spraying with this. And he motions towards the goo gun. I've modified these to spray a gas, a pesticide, a neuroparalytic that will hopefully kill anything that's around here. And so he starts handing those out to you guys. And while he's doing that, almost as a second thought, he goes, oh yeah, before I forget. And he pulls out like this big chunk of, like, it looks like chalk. And goes, Hubert wants us to put these specific markings on the walls where we're going. As we spray, apparently the chalk is supposed to fade away at the same rate as the spray. He's just paying us to do this. Yeah, so he's going to hand the chalk to you guys. He's going to hand the guns and grenades and a map. It's the map that we got here. The sewers are a winding path of corridors and bridges, and you see some buttons lined out, labeled like A, button A, and then it points to a bridge, or it looks like maybe it could be a catwalk. It looks like these catwalks can be lowered or raised based on what buttons you push. But the boss, after he hands everything to you, says, all right, well, we got to get this job done before, he wants it done before sunrise today. So let's get going.
So, boss, will we getting like overtime pay for this? Or hazard pay? I mean, these aren't our usual hours, and you know, we got some pretty crazy equipment now. This must be pretty dangerous. What's the pay looking like?
This is kind of off the record.
Oh, hell yeah. So it should be a premium. Nice. Okay, cool. All right, I'm in.
All right.
Let me send this message to my wife. Let her and the kids know that I'm going to be late, and that nothing terrible should happen to me because I have a family waiting for me when I go home. All right, let's do it.
Boss will go. Yeah, okay. Good. All right, well, you three head this way, and he's going to move. As you get down into the sewers, he's going to motion towards the path in front of you splits off into two directions. He's going to motion towards the left, which has got a bridge that's closer to you, and then I've got some stuff that Hubert wants me to take care of over here. So I'm going to go this direction. You three go off to the left and spray. He wants us to spray all the walls and the catwalks. He does not want us to lower them, mostly because the pesticide is not good for the water. Why we're spraying it in the sewers, I don't know.
But like, this is good. If it's a gas, isn't it going to get like, you know what? Never mind. Let's just do it. They don't pay me to think.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I asked, and then I'm like, you know what? I like money. So I will catch up with you guys later.
I'd like to be alive. Can we go to the end and then spray the gas as we back out?
Do what you gotta. I don't think he cares as long as the marks are on the walls and the pesticides are on the floors and also the walls.
Okay. spraying it on the catwalk's gonna get it into the water, but what do I know? Hank pulls a Markin herb out of the back a joint out of, from behind his ear and starts walking down. Don't pay me enough for this shit anyway.
No, you're going the other way. Towards the chests over here.
Oh. Those chests are buttons.
They are buttons.
Hey, look, I found a button.
Don't push. So that's you, Jeremy. So,
and it doesn't even look like me.
Well, I could put a picture.
No, I think it looks pretty close. Looks just, I mean, it's a spitting image.
What happens if I eat the chalk?
Do you want to eat the chalk?
Oh, I'm just curious.
Okay, so Jeremy...
Chalk smells pretty good, dude. Check this out.
Mahog
goes in. Mahog. Trying to think, what would I do? I'd probably taste it.
Yeah, okay. So you can chew on the chalk. And so this is a pretty good example. So what I can do, so me over here, we'll set the dice pool. This will be a very easy check because it is chalk.
Hey, at least you haven't smeared it on these sewer walls yet. You know what I'm saying? You didn't spice it yet.
We're going to roll survival. What do you think, Zach? Survival?
Resilience. If he's eating it, resilience.
Okay.
And if it is just chalk, it would probably be easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's chalk. It doesn't taste very good.
So it's magic chalk that just disappears.
I said, so the boss said that it was chalk that the guy that is paying you told you would wear off in a certain amount of time. You don't know if that guy's full of shit or not.
So it could be permanent chalk.
It could have been magic chalk.
Mm.
Could have been anything, but it's just chalk. It takes it actually.
Eating it, I should probably stick it up the boss's butt first, though.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? You can try it.
So 4 success and a threat. What's the threat?
Threat? It's, you know.
Brittle.
He's got a mouthful of chalk. It actually, it kind of tastes waxy too. Like, it's not just chalk. You've eaten chalk before.
Have I?
Yeah, your character, I'm gonna say right now, your character's probably eaten chalk before.
I think Jeremy's probably eaten chalk before.
I've had worse things.
Why are your teeth so white?
It's the chalk, it's, man.
What are you guys gonna do then?
I'm going to push the button.
Do it.
Okay.
Push the button.
Hey, look, a button.
It sounds like a bunch of mechanical gears are turning, and then all of a sudden you see the bridge in front of you start to lower into the water, and it just goes.
Oh, no way. And he pushes the button again, so trying to get it to come back up. He just keeps pushing it, before trying to get it before it hits the water. Oh, I don't want to walk on this. No.
So it goes up and down a few times. How many times are you going to do this?
Until it gets to the top. I don't want to touch the water.
Oh, okay. So you're not just sitting there pushing it back and forth?
Well, okay. So he sees it go down, and he realizes what's going on. So he just starts pushing it, trying to see if it'll stop and reverse and come back up.
All right. I'm going to make an easy mechanics check.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll mechanics.
So that's an advantage.
Yeah. So you managed to stop it before it hit the water, and it comes back up.
The key is to hit it exactly 17 times in less than 2 seconds.
And then the threat is... So that's what he got.
It's an advantage.
That's an advantage.
It's an advantage.
Oh, that's an advantage?
Yeah, it's got wings. It's like Red Bull.
Oh, okay. The advantage is...
Those are wings?
I got a Red Bull.
Yeah, no. I don't know what you could get for an advantage. The advantage is you didn't break the... No, that's a civilian assistance.
It didn't touch the water, so there's no poop on it.
Yeah, there you go. So
safe from hepatitis.
For now. But, yeah.
I thought your success was that it didn't touch the water.
I guess that's true. I guess, so the advantage is that it comes back up, but it doesn't keep going. It doesn't get stuck.
I don't know what you want to do with an advantage for a button that lowers and raises a bridge.
We're good. Let's, yeah. Oh, that was close. I almost got poop on my shoes. And I'm across the bridge.
All right. So is everybody going across the bridge?
I'm
going
to turn and look at... John, what's your character's name?
Gog.
Gog and Mahog. Okay.
Gog, Mahog, and Hank.
Gog, are we spraying now? Or are we waiting to come back? Are we just going to the end first?
It seems like if we don't want to be breathing in this crap, we should go to the end.
We're in a sewer. We're breathing in worse.
You're right. I want to take out my first grenade and just chuck it.
Where are you chucking it?
Oh, shit.
Just like...
So you're just chucking it. There's a... Looks like another walkway. I don't know what you call that. Kitty corner across from you. And you just want to chuck a grenade over there?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll ranged light. Yeah, that was a good toss. You threw the grenade, the gas grenade across the walkway. It hit.
That's an advantage.
A success and an advantage. So the success is you managed to clear the water. You threw it over the bridge onto this walkway across from you. And the advantage is when it hits the ground and starts expelling this gas, you hear a bunch of little squeaks and you see a bunch of rats. Oh, God.
Big ass. Those aren't small rats.
Hit it with sticks.
Master Splinter.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, you guys. I can't mess it with Ninja Turtles. I'm allergic to turtles.
A bunch of these rats, you see them scurrying out and jump into the water, and then they just float downstream. If any of you are keeping score, that's three rats down.
Three hairy little turds.
Mahog, can we get a chalk mark on this bridge?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and lick the bridge for you.
Does your character actually do that?
Done and done.
So Mahog makes three little marks with, he like licks his finger and just goes right on the bridge.
You're supposed to be counting rats?
I mean, maybe the employer will pay you more. Uh-huh. Like head count?
I'll just stick them in my pocket.
There you go. Well, they're down river.
Maybe Mahog is a solid swimmer.
Do you want to jump in and catch him?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm going to win this. I'm going to roll Yahtzee next.
So you can see on the map, I'll make some marks here. We'll say that this also represents the map that you were handed.
I'm going to start spraying as I go down. He's got his marking herb sticking out of his mouth, and he's just like mumbling to himself.
Is your guy, it's not Rusty Shackleford.
Rusty Shackleford. All right, guys. Let's do it.
So we'll say on the map that you were handed, you were given, it's got little marks on where, like, the employer wants you to spray. So there's spots right here.
Oh, no, I'm doing the whole fucking walls and shit. Like,
so you're just, like, going down and spraying everything?
Uh-huh. Like, what's along the corners, the lower corners of the wall.
God, what are you going to do?
Are we wearing gas masks?
Probably should. That's a good question.
Are you wearing a gas mask?
Were they given to us?
Yeah, you never told us we had any.
Give me a light side point. I will say they will. They were.
You are the one who gave us our equipment. We had zero option to even purchase gas masks.
This isn't even OSHA approved.
No, it's not. It's all
over. How about you give me a dark side and we have gas masks?
Yeah, right. Fine. You have gas masks, but Hank isn't wearing one because he's smoking marketer.
It's on my forehead. Like, I have it on. It's just not on. Just
not using it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, mine is on, and I'm going to start moving.
Hank's been doing this for, like, 30 years. He's already got rat lung.
Jeremy, what is Mahog doing?
Well, a personal question.
I don't want to know.
Best keep my hog out of the poop water.
I'm falling dog. I'm going with that guy. just splooging all over everything with my goop gun. All
right, so we got two people just spraying
just
everything.
Shooting roping arcs of goop.
I'm like, whenever he's not looking, I try to spray it across the edge to his pants and get it on his pants. And I giggle, and then I move on.
Oh, my God. All right, so this shenanigans goes on for a while, and you guys, as you're going, you notice a bunch of rats kind of scurrying off as you go. Eventually, how about you guys all roll perception? You have made it pretty deep into the sewers at this point. I did not set the dice pool, but that's fine. Mahog, at this point, at some point, like, you've been just going around just spraying shit everywhere, and you're kind of like, fuck this. Like, just spraying things everywhere, and all of a sudden, like, at some point, you realize that the rats that you've been, that you occasionally see scurrying off aren't coming out of the walls anymore. They're kind of coming in front of you where you haven't sprayed yet. Like, they're running towards you, which is weird. The rest of you, Hank had nothing?
Hank's got, like, headphones on, and he's, like, playing fake guitar while he's spraying, like, like, every strum, he sprays a little bit more, like an air guitar. He's like, yeah, fucking, yeah, working herb in his mouth.
Gog, you didn't see anything. There's just, like, such a fucking, you have a failure, so there's just such a thick haze of smoke.
I've got perspiration in my gas mask.
Yep, you just, it's so, your gas mask is so fogged over and all the smoke, you just can't see shit. Like, you can barely see what's in front of you.
Smoke and water.
With that, we're gonna roll into a fight. You guys are split up, too. That's not great.
I mean, it's not a big gap.
So as you guys are walking, Gog and Mahog are... regretting the same choice. You two...
I'm Hank. This is Mahog and Gog.
The OGs.
The OGs. Yeah, there we go. The two OGs end up, they walk to the end of their path. They found that they have hit a dead end. There's a door that's locked and it looks like it can't be open. It can only be open from the other side. They can see it. And as they reach that door, you both look at each other and like, well, I guess we got to go back. And at that moment, you hear, actually, did you say that Hank has headphones on?
Yep.
Yeah, so Hank, you both look over at Hank, and you hear what sounds like shrieks? Like
shrieking of the eels.
It's definitely rats, but they sound super panicked.
Oh,
almost like aggressive. Water. So we're going to throw these rats. Oh. In front of you, and we're gonna roll initiative. Why isn't this doing this? Where are you going? Get back here.
He's going rogue.
Yeah, he is. Where the fuck did your character go?
I went up and out of the sewer.
You're not out of the sewer.
he's slacking. Did you surround me with rats?
You just moved your character there, goddammit.
That's where I was right here before.
Okay.
That's why the line ends there. Okay, well, then I gotta erase this line.
We're gonna put you. Actually, we're gonna put you right there. That's where I was. That's where I was envisioning.
Oh, that bitch.
So we got.
I feel like you're losing ground.
No shit, right? Good thing we're hourly.
All right, so we've got the OGs on one side and Hank on the other. Let's have everybody roll initiative.
Hank's just like, oh, shit.
For this chair, man.
We're unprepared, I imagine?
Yeah, you're all unprepared.
I'm always prepared.
Well, actually, so... Mahog actually did see the rats coming, so he...
Oh, yeah, so he can roll cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same amount of dice.
So. Oh, a dog.
Either way. Man, I bet I didn't reset that.
Make
sure the fuck didn't. And I'm going to roll through the rats.
Getting a little fresh with me there, son.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, son of a bitch. What happened?
There we go. So, let's see. All the PCs should be first.
Two Kapals.
And then PC. NPCs after. Okay, so.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Can I make an athletics check to see if I can throw my Mahog over to Hank as a lifeline?
Gap is probably about, it's about a 5-foot gap. So, yes, that is going to be a hard check. Are you going to let this guy try to throw you across the gap?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Perfect. Okay.
Puts his arms out when he grabs him.
Since he...
I'm going to be pulling up there on a grenade as I'm...
Okay, so give me give me a light side point.
For what?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Because he's going to pull a pin on a grenade as he's going across. I'm not talking to you, John. I'm talking to Jeremy.
Part of the turn, and make him make a coordination check or something. And then an attack.
Yeah, that works. We could do that. So, John, you do athletics. I have the dice, or I have the difficulty set for that.
Can I get a blue die because he's being cooperative with it?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to have to toss me. Don't tell Hank.
You don't even have to. Hank's got fucking headphones on right now. Hank has no idea what's going on. To advantage.
He's scratching his butt and smoking his ear.
All right, so we'll say this succeeds if Jeremy, this is going to be, I mean, it's a pretty easy coordination. You're just pulling some pins and someone throws you across the gap.
Shit, I could jump 5 feet, but I mean, I'm all for getting chucked.
Yep. So I'm going to put one setback die, which is one, it has a better chance of adding a bad roll. Well.
You have no confidence in me, Lovin.
I'm going to take that back because it's still two advantages. You didn't actually outright fail that, John. So I set that dice pool, and we're going to roll coordination for you for Mahog. Really poor choice. Okay. So that is a shitload of. Did he have any skills?
We have skills, yeah. But none of them are going to be coordination based.
Damn. Okay. So.
He did get. Again,
we have high athletics and zero coordination.
Yeah. So you've got six. Advantage or five advantage though, so he didn't get the pin pulled, but he caught himself before he fell in the poop water because he didn't get thrown far enough.
Yeah, there we go.
So he didn't get a chance to pull a pin out, but he also didn't waste a grenade. Like he went to grab it and he couldn't. He realized he wasn't gonna make it.
Yeah, God goes to throw Mahog over the channel there, and at the last minute. Slips on some of the fucking shit that they've been you all have been spraying.
Shit. Just the shit.
Just the shit. Yeah, there's some poo on the fucking walkway. And because of that, it fucks up Gog's throw. And at the last second, Mahog ends up catching himself before he gets thrown just straight into the fucking shit water. So now Mahog is prone, sitting right in front of the spill channel. So that is those two turns. Hank, what are you
going
to do?
Since there were so many advantages there, can one of those be like when he hit the side, I noticed, so now I am kind of like,
yeah,
I'm not aware of the rats, but I'm aware of him.
Yeah, like something's going on.
All right, so Hank's like, oh, geez, and he pulls his headphones off. He goes, hey, man, come here. You can't be falling in like that. This shit's gross. And, he's gonna help
Mahog made a lot of fun.
He's gonna pull Mahog out of the edge. Pull Mahog over to the edge so it doesn't get wet.
My man.
Is that your I'm not gonna make
I don't know about the rats yet. I'm just helping him out. I'm like, oh geez. So I'm gonna go over there. My maneuver to go over there, my action to pull him out. So he's on this side with me.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. You're on the other side now. It's now NPC turn. One of the rats is going to scurry up to you, Hank, and take a bite at you. Damn it.
What's the matter? Your rats don't have stats?
Well, they do. I'm looking for the combat skill that I was using that I had statted for him.
So these are single rats by themselves? There's not like a minion group?
You don't know that.
Well, you rolled the slot three times. So is it three minion groups of rats?
No, it's sorry. No, it's just three rats.
Bites. One failure and two advantage.
So this rat runs up to Hank while he's putting Mahog out. And it like just like jumps up, kind of like aiming for his face. But just like at the last minute, Hank is pulling him up and the rat just like lunges straight past your face.
A spit chalk in the mud.
Oh, jeez.
So that's one rat. And then, while that one jumps by, another one comes at you and does the same thing.
Oh, man, there's more of them. Eight rats.
Bam.
Hazard pay. Double hazard pay.
So this rat, two success, one threat. This one didn't get to your face. It got your arm. It, like, latches onto your arm for a split second and bites into you. And then falls off and is now prone upside down. So you take 4 damage.
Are you saying that Hank is poisonous to bite?
I mean, probably.
He just breathes in that pesticide, that poison gas, no problem. So
we should straight up Dale Gribble on this. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Is Hank Dale Gribble?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm Rusty Shackleford. That's who I am on my taxes.
All right, and the last rat.
Oh, no. That's who I should have been, was Rusty Shackleford. Damn it.
Missed opportunity. Failed. He went to bite Mahog, and...
Ah, Mahog!
Just fucking missed.
Wait, his hog or my hog?
Oh, that's fine.
All right. So we are back at the top of the order.
I want to kick the one that's on his back into the poop water.
Okay. That's just a brawl check.
Okay.
Let me hang on. So will that be brawn against brawl?
It'll be brawl on brawl. If you don't have brawl, then it's brawn, yes.
No, they've got brawl. Okay, let me set the dice pool then. That is... Go for it. Oh!
To success? Oh. Wait. I clicked the wrong one. That's gunnery. I slipped.
Yeah. What?
Can I keep the first roll? The dice pool is the same. I'll take the despair. I want to kick that fucker into the poop water. It's the same dice.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that we'll take that first roll since it's the same dice. Hank goes to kick. Which rat did you kick?
The one that's on his back.
Okay, so the prone rat is now
fucking Hank looking out for me.
Flying into the river, or not? It's not the river, but it's in the channel. And it
down by the river.
Whoa! Were you able to kick it, Hank?
Yeah.
You put so much force into that that you overkicked and
pulled a hammy.
hammy!
You slipped in some of the fucking shit you were spraying on the ground, and now you landed flat on your back. You are
No.
Isn't too bad of a despair, but that's what I'll do with the despair. The rats will now have advantage on you when they're attacking you for this round.
Advantage, or are they gonna get a upgrade?
An upgrade. Sorry, yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking. I just want to clarify.
No, that's what I meant.
I panic and throw another grenade.
I'm chucking a grenade at the rats.
Wait, who wants to go, Jeremy or John? Do you both want to throw grenades?
I feel like we both should throw grenades.
I think, especially with Hank being down like that.
Oh, okay.
Not in my face!
I mean, the rats are basically right on Hank, so...
He might be dead, for all we know.
Okay,
the way
fine.
He went down.
There's only two rats?
It was just a rat.
There's only two rats. You mean to tell me it's only two rats and he's fucking worried about this shit?
I'm not telling you anything other than that. You guys are the ones that are worried. I'm not telling you how to play the game. This is why I like this game, is because...
I've got 2 feet, one for each of you.
There you go.
He's going to jump and try to stomp on a bone.
Okay. All right. So for that, that's just going to be a melee. So that is an average check.
No, it's not melee. It's brawl.
What would that be then?
Brawl versus brawl. Oh, yeah. 3 success, 2 advantage.
But how do you calculate damage with just like an arm?
So page 211 says the damage would then be his brawn rating with a crit of 5, disorient, and knockdown qualities. So you can activate knockdown or disorient.
I mean, it's not going to matter because
it's
look like when Mahog stomps on this rat.
The insides are now the outsides.
That's what it looks like. This rat is dead.
It's just essentially a pelt because Mahog's feet are so huge.
What's as big as Mahog?
Yeah.
It's girthy.
Alright, so that rat is dead.
You know what they say about big feet? Dead rats.
Big shoes.
Oh, that too.
Alright.
John, are you still throwing a grenade?
one rat seems like overkill per grenade, so I'm going to leap over and try to save you from this rat.
Don't slip in that blood.
You're going to jump over?
Don't slip in that rat blood.
All right, it's going to be an average athletics check. Let me change the pool here.
Average athletics. He can't throw Mahogo 5 feet, but he
can... I mean, it's going to... Let's be real here. It's easier to jump over 5 feet than it is to throw a human being 5 feet.
Tried hard enough.
I think I can throw you 5 feet.
Yeah, but would it be easier for
you? Hey, the camera's on. I want to see it. Take that filter off and let's see.
I bet you could too. All right, John, go for it.
Can I get a bonus die for being able to... Never mind.
For being what?
Berserker rage.
Your character does not have berserker rage.
To athletics?
Yes.
Success and an advantage. You don't slip in rat blood.
Yeah, Gog jumps over. And fucking lands with like
my movement, right?
Yeah. Right, Adam, or does that that's just a maneuver, right?
Yeah. So you are over here now.
Stop, rat, rat. Stop.
And you know what? The advantage? You didn't even step on the pelt of that squished rat.
Well no, because Mahog's on it.
Yeah, I wanna I liked what Magog did with his rat, so I would like to stomp my own rat.
You trying to show me up, Henry?
The whole time, Hank is on the ground dog. Trying to shield himself from all the blood splatter that's just happening everywhere all around him.
Oh my god.
It's all over your face. I just want to be pure.
All right, John, go
What's
for
in
it.
My mouth?
You get... Oh, you did... Success. One
advantage. Two success, two advantage. Yeah,
athletics was me jumping the brawl.
Yeah. I see.
Two success, two advantage.
You do the same thing. What does it look like when you squish your rat?
I'm just saying the rats were facing away from each other, and when I stomped on mine, the innards kissed with Magog's rat's innards.
Oh no!
Now we have two prolapsed rats.
That is what happened.
All right.
They're night eye.
Prolapsed anuses intertwined.
Oh, it's like some fucked up. What is that?
It's like a reverse rat centipede.
Oh no, I was thinking
some Rorschach painting.
Lady and the Tramp. That's what I was.
Take that, Disney.
All right. Yeah. Is that about midpoint there?
We'll call that midpoint. We're going to end it with Stomp Rats Edition.
Gog and Magog, like the Dudley brothers, just victory dancing over their dead rats.
All right, everybody. We're going to call this episode here. We'll have one more bit of this before we get back into having everyone back at the table. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website, talesofthe.com. You'll find our links there to some of the other stuff that we do, like our YouTube and our Twitch and stuff. You can go directly to our link tree, linktr.ee/talesofthe. Also, make sure you check out Steph Makepeace's SoundCloud. It's just Makepeace. She does the music for the show, and she does a really great job. And we really appreciate her. All right, hope you enjoy the show, and may the force be with you.
He stood there for like 5 minutes with a blank look on his face, trying to remember which directions he was going to send us.